Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
That totally wasn't planned either. Sunscreen question right into the sunscreen commercial.
And it didn't answer the question. It answered every other question.
But the question gets answered now. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Do you think sunscreen expires?
Well, personally, I don't think so. I actually work in a grocery store, and we sell sunscreen.
Right.
And about 90% of it doesn't expire.
Right.
Or, sorry, 90% of it does expire. But I've used stuff that's
just
like
slathered on. What's your thought on coleslaw? Coleslaw? You okay eating that a couple days after the expiration date?
As long as it doesn't smell funky.
Perfect. So Mary at the grocery store says, we're okay. Then Dr. Kevin Most, who's listening right now, just sent me a text.
Yeah, and he's
Thank
like,
you, Mary.
Hey,
Eric, it does expire, except the powder type.
There's powder type of sunscreen?
Spend the $8, prevent skin cancer and aging, says Dr.
Oh,
Most.
Yes.
Which, you know, I'm living proof of this. I mean, this face right here has been carved up.
All right.
You know, because being out in the sun all the time, I mean, look at, you know, I got scars here and scars here. I got scars all over my back. I'm like... like a dermatologist's dream.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. The delayed Eric in the Morning list at 312-233-1019. Top three pseudo-celebrities Whip should reach out to for his Whatever Happened To / What's the Latest With podcast.
Yeah.
We had number three on hold, but we just lost him, so
shoot.
I'm going to throw it out because I was actually talking with this person about it. I'm like, hey, what do you think of this? And they think, oh, that's a good one. At number three, Whip, the voice of Mike the Camel.
Mike. From Geico.
Guess what day it is.
Yeah, hump day.
Mike. That was mine.
Okay.
I think you should reach out to that one.
I like that.
At number two... oddly enough, Mike thinks you should reach out to whom, Mike?
Carrot Top,
the comedian.
Yeah.
Sort of. Is he a comedian or is he just a
prop comic?
Yeah,
prop comic with a lot of muscles for some reason.
Yeah, he got
it's
huge.
So weird. Yeah.
He got all jacked up, didn't he? And finally, in the delayed Eric in the Morning list, in at number one, Meredith feels like you should reach out to who, Meredith?
Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
Didn't he try
to
Congress?
I thought it was Governor Congress, something like that.
Yeah.
Down there in South Carolina.
I think he did.
Yeah, what did he finish, Meredith, on American Idol? One of the originals, like seventh?
Oh, I don't know. Wasn't he like one or two?
Was
and then
he?
There was that other guy. And,
Ruben? Was that the
one
that Ruben
won?
Oh, my God.
Maybe Ruben. Yeah. I don't think Ruben's alive.
Oh, really?
I think Ruben passed away.
Oh,
I think.
That's sad.
God.
I think, yeah. Clay Aiken. Was I right about Ruben?
He's alive.
He's alive. Oh, thank God. Ruben. I apologize. I thought I remembered that tragic set of circumstances. Thank God I don't remember right.
Turning a healthy 43 this
Good
year.
For him.
All right.
That is great.
Wow. Oh, by the way, yesterday I think we had me reach out to Jason Derulo based on something. Yeah. And
He just had a baby, baby Derulo, who upon arrival, upon birth, that's the first thing the baby said when it came out. Baby Derulo.
Baby Derulo. I'd just like to report, Jason has not written me back.
Okay.
He's
busy. Very busy with the baby.
Who's the other guy, the singer that wandered across the country, got bitten by a snake?
Oh, Mike Posner.
Let's
put him on the list.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Top three trending on Twitter. Violetta, number three.
The Friends reunion trailer is out, and everyone is excited to catch a glimpse of what the special is going to look like. The special doesn't come out for another week on May 27th. There are some interview teasers as well with the preview. They keep the girls and boys separate in those interview clips, so it's like the three girls and the three boys. And man, did the guys age much differently than the girls.
I also thought that it looks like Joey actually ate Chandler.
He does. The boys
he doesn't
don't look
share
as good
food.
As the
that's
girls.
Why.
Just,
are you saying the men did not age as well as
which
the women?
Is strange.
Really?
Yeah, you got to check it out because when
it's
they were separated,
true.
You noticed it a lot more. When they're all in the group, it's kind of like you don't notice it.
I get the feel, and I got a story later on that I think might prove it. That with the exception of David Schwimmer, I think the guys live a little harder.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Especially Matthew Perry.
Yeah, Matthew. We're concerned. We're concerned about Matthew, right?
We maybe want to try. Can we find a clip of the? You know, reportedly there's a teaser clip that's out where there should be some concern when Matthew Perry talks. Like, what's going on with him?
Yeah. I saw it yesterday after I read that we should be concerned. It was very short of him, and he just didn't seem like totally.
Can you pull the audio of that?
I'll try to find
it. 7:30 news, maybe?
I'll try to find it, yeah.
Okay. Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Taco Bell is bringing back the Naked Chicken Chalupa today. Ooh. The all-white meat crispy chicken taco shell. Remember, it's like the chicken is on the outside, and it's the shell, and then it's just filled with a bunch of stuff. It has been absent from the menu since 2017. It was a fan favorite, and now you can get it nationwide.
And wait, trending on Twitter, number 1.
Cher is trending in the U.S. because she turned 75 years young today.
Oh, wow.
I know, and that's not all. Universal is working on a film about her life. The biopic is being written by Eric Roth. He has also penned the scripts for Forrest Gump, A Star is Born, and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. So we know it's going to be good.
Grandma Cher, there you go.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
All right, anybody listening who has one of those nicknames, teenage nicknames, stayed with you till this day. Machine Gun Kelly says, I became Machine Gun Kelly when I was 15. And I've remained that way and will be for the rest of time. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
The high school nickname that stays with you.
Doogie Howser, MD.
Okay. Is it because you're exceedingly smart, or you just look like Neil Patrick Harris?
When I was young, I looked exactly like Neil Patrick Harris.
Really?
That's all right. That's a good thing.
Yep, the Doogie sticks with you.
Like
yeah. Did you like it then, and do you like it now?
I liked it then. I don't like it so much now.
Yeah. How old are you now, Doog?
40.
40-year-old Doogie.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. The high school nickname that stays with you to this day. Hi, Will.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Known as?
Mr. Flintstone.
All right.
I like that. And how did you end up with that, Will?
My head. I got a big head. So my head is like, I was a big dude, and I got a big head.
Okay.
So my friends are just trying to call me Mr. Flintstone. And I promise you, I saw a guy the other day came past my house.
Uh-huh.
I said, I wish you would say. He said, what's up, Mr. Flintstone?
So you got like the Fred Flintstone head as opposed to the Barney Rubble head. You got them all.
Yeah.
You got them all.
Mr. Flintstone.
I like that.
I love it.
My guy Will.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
312-233-1019. Hang on, Colleen. Hang on, Ashley. Woman blames shoplifting arrest on her 5 children. I thought, okay, well, what have you blamed on your kids? You know, you broke that one thing at the store. Not many people blaming their kids for things.
Really?
I think they're like you never late for work and blame your kids? Never skipped your mother-in-law's dinner and blamed your kids? None of that?
Oh, there's one I do weekly. I'll say after these guys. It's pretty, we all do it.
It wasn't the dog, Colleen, that you blamed, huh?
No, I actually blame my kids when I fart.
Right.
Yeah. What?
Right.
You know, that's what they're there for.
Right. Women do that?
Yep.
No.
I didn't know women did that. Did you know that, Webb?
The actual farting. Yeah. They don't do that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no, they don't.
Yeah. Well, that's why I blame the kids.
That's right.
It wasn't her.
How old are the kids? Yeah.
Well, I have a 5-month-old, an 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
Oh, I'm telling you, when a 5-month-old rips one, whoo!
Yeah. You know, if they didn't actually do it, it's a matter of time before they're going to do it anyway.
Group.
So you might as well just do that.
For sure. Ashley, blaming the kids.
Yeah, my husband blames peeing on the toilet seat on the kids.
Totally.
That's, you know, little Stevie. He's learning. He's 19.
It never really changes.
Yeah.
It's not like you ever perfect that. It doesn't happen anymore. It's just that's a lifetime thing.
I got a suggestion. Sometimes you
sometimes you don't know. You lift it and you still get a sideways stream.
And then you lift it and you don't want to know what's under there.
Yeah.
You have no idea what we go through.
And you put that thing right back down.
You just erased your brain.
Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Blanks. Causing a 26% change to remote work hours. Dua Lipa might have one. You better go easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get up and you decide, all right, I'm supposed to start work at 8, but I might need to start at 9 because why, Juanita?
Hangovers.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hangovers have caused a 26% change to remote work hours because for the past year, well, let's face it, you've been drinking too much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nicely done, Juanita. How's your morning going?
It's going good. I'm in Florida on vacation.
Oh, wow. You know, it's warmer here than Florida right now. Do you know that?
I know. I'll be home tomorrow, so I can enjoy it.
What part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Orlando.
Nice. Listening on the Mix app?
Yes.
Appreciate that. Cool. Keep listening on that free mix app because something's happening a little later on, Juanita. Hangovers caused a 26% change to remote work hours. People working from home and drinking more are having a harder time getting up and deciding, you know what, I don't need to get dressed. I don't need to take a shower. I don't even really need to work that hard. I'm at home. Nobody's going to catch me.
Mm-hmm.
Those times are changing, though.
And we're making our own drinks, which means everyone's pouring way heavier.
Right.
So you go out and you're like, there's no vodka in this. And the bartender's like, no, actually, there is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can now book Airbnb stays in a Scottish whiskey distillery complete with tastings.
Ooh,
speaking of drinking.
That sounds nice.
Another drinking story. British company is seeking a beverage enthusiast to get paid to test cocktails. Yeah, that's what we do around here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Love Eric in the morning? Don't miss Eric in the afternoon. Weekdays at 5:30 on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.
Speaking of the Cubs, in a weird twist, so last night I have this very vivid dream. Very vivid. I don't know where it came from.
Okay.
It might have come because Nikki told me she's thinking about going to the Cubs game today.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I have a friend who has an extra ticket, and we're trying to work that out.
You should.
I don't know. It's a perfect day.
So for some reason, that was in my mind. And in last night's dream, I was at a Cubs game.
Okay.
And our old friend, our good friend, good guy, Tom Ricketts, owner of the Cubs, comes over and says hello, and he sits down.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting next to me, and we're just chatting. And the next thing you know, down the aisle, some guy starts to behave like a jackass.
Okay.
And he's up, you know, and he's got something to say to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's coming over to Tom, and he's got something to say, and I just kind of stood up and said, all right, that's enough.
Oh, you stepped in a little.
Well, yeah, just like not like, you know, I'm no hero, believe me. But, you know, in my dream I am.
Right.
In real life, I would have pretended I didn't hear it.
Very noble. Right. Okay, you're right. Being noble. Got it.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, all right, that's enough, big guy. And he sat back down, and I went to get like a, you know, like a chili dog or something.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm coming back out, I see Tom mm-hmm. in my dream, and this guy is like right up in his face talking to him. And you can see that Tom, in a distance, you know, I'm like 30 feet away. You can see Tom's like, okay, yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for your input.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, he's mm-hmm. trying to calm mm-hmm. him down. And then the guy must have said something, and bam!
Whoa, Ricketts punched him?
Tom.
In your dream?
Not just punched him. Dropped him.
Oh
in
my
dream.
God! What are you?
I mean, dropped him like a bad habit.
Out of nowhere.
Everything you described about this dream could have been real up until that point.
He's the nicest man alive, but everybody has a threshold. And in my dream, this guy pushed it.
Yeah.
And he just went bam and dropped him. And then Tom looked at me and just shrugged and went, "Hey, he had it coming."
I want to know what he said to him. What did it?
I don't know. I was like, whoa.
You're just sitting there enjoying your chili cheese dog watching it happen.
Man, I feel like I have to go to this game today now.
Right. And to clarify, everybody, if you just tuned in, this was a dream I had last night.
Right.
Or if Tom is listening, just a dream. I'm not saying anything happened.
Clarify it again just to make sure.
I was like, wow. I mean, and it was like lightning hit. Boom. Yeah. And he was down.
Not going to lie. I kind of want to see this.
Yeah. So I was thinking about that, and I was wondering, 312-233-1019, who was the surprising star of your most recent dream?
Ooh.
Okay.
Who was the surprising star
of
your most recent dream? 312-233-1019. You have no idea why, you have no idea how, but this person showed up in your dream, starred in your dream. Who was it?
Yeah.
My dream last night, just sitting at the Cubs game. Tom Ricketts finally had enough of a guy. It's like, all right, that's enough. Bam!
Mm-hmm.
Dropped him. I'm like, wow. That guy had it coming, and he got it.
Yeah.
The surprising star, we have three finalists, okay?
Yes.
Most surprising star wins valuable prizes. Let's start with Kimberly. Kimberly, the surprising star of your most recent dream.
Yeah, it's crazy, because I woke up going, that's odd. I had a dream that I went to visit Lori Lightfoot because we wanted to purchase blow-up furniture from her.
Oh.
A chair and a couch.
Wow. Wow, she's got the Lightfoot blow-up furniture store?
No, it was at her house.
Oh, at her house.
Like a garage sale.
Oh, she was having a garage sale. All right.
But, maybe
it'll happen.
People just creep in sometimes. You know, they're in the news.
The Lori Lightfoot players yesterday.
Yeah,
that might have had some effect.
Yeah, she was in the news yesterday. Oh, boy.
She's making a lot of news. Yeah, she's making
a lot of controversial
news. She's a newsmaker, all right. She is that.
Yep. All right. The surprising star of your dream, Kelly.
Hi, John Stamos.
John Stamos.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute.
Not all bad, right?
Hey.
So I was looking at the Ravinia lineup, and I saw that the Beach Boys were playing last night before bed, and sometimes John Stamos shows up to play with them. So in my dream, I was like in the Full House house with him, and he was mopping, saying Danny Tanner was going to be home soon.
Uh-huh. John Stamos was mopping the Full House house in your dream.
Kokomo playing in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Are you, how old are you, Kelly?
28.
Are you a big Beach Boys fan?
I mean, I enjoy the Beach Boys.
Yeah, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Right?
There's
right.
Beach,
right?
There's boys, there's what's boys. Not the leg?
All right, hold on. Hold on. Mike, the surprising star of your dream.
Selena Gomez, she actually heard that I liked the song, I Want to Look Good for You, and actually I volunteered to sing that at my wedding.
Oh, wow. When dreams come true. Wow. That's very nice. And was that the extent of it?
Yeah, she actually sang quite a few songs, congratulated us, and yeah.
Wow. Wow, so have you always been a big Selena Gomez fan? I mean, where do you think it came from?
I've been a fan of hers for a while, actually. Yeah.
I hope DaBaby sings in mine. I'm a big DaBaby fan.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have? All right, Kimberly buying blow-up furniture out of Lori Lightfoot's garage.
Yeah.
Kelly, who had John Stamos mopping up the house before the Beach Boys performance. Or Mike, Selena Gomez sang at my wedding. Which dream, surprising star, is a big winner? Nikki.
I like the visual of John Stamos mopping a house.
All right. Whip.
I like just the sheer oddness of Lori Lightfoot and the blow-up furniture.
All righty. Violetta.
I got to go with the Full House, John Stamos.
All right. I'm going to go Lori Lightfoot and the furniture. We have a tie.
Oh, oh no.
We have a tie,
oh,
Swati.
No.
Fresh
Swati,
we have a tie. We have a tie. Yeah.
I'm going to go with John Stamos.
John Stamos. Yeah. There it is.
Might be headed to Ravinia.
Congratulations. Well done, Kelly. Hey, it's Eric, and you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. Three Story Thursday. Three stories and three stories only. I told you there's a theme today at 12 minutes after 9. A theme that all of us will be able to relate to, I believe, over the next 45 days. A theme that we only have to experience once every 17 years.
Wow.
The cicadas return after 17 years this summer. They will be deafening. It'll be like a 737 landing in your backyard.
That's right. You won't even be able to hear Lollapalooza over the cicadas.
It's going to be unbelievable. And I have three cicada stories.
Oh. Ooh.
Three cicada stories.
Yeah, for Three Story Thursday.
All right.
Headline number one. Cicadas make delicious snacks.
Oh.
No.
Headline number two. Veterinarians warn against pet owners letting their cats and dogs eat cicadas. Well, we have a contrast here.
Uh-oh.
And headline number three. Fungus full of psychedelic drugs could cause Indiana brood ex-cicadas' butts to fall off. That's a big headline. That's perfect for Lollapalooza.
That really is.
Follow all that? Did that make any sense to you?
Their butts are falling off.
Yeah, they're full of psychedelic drugs. I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That is right. All right. Where would you like to start?
Are the drugs.
How are we going to begin this?
Let's start. I think let's do the snacks one because that's the grossest that they make good snacks. And let's just get that out of the way.
Cicadas make delicious snacks. The Chicago Sun-Times says cicadas can be cooked into many unique dishes.
I bet.
The bugs are consumed in many countries because they are full of protein. Experts recommend removing cicada wings and legs to reduce the crunchiness. They're best enjoyed while they're still soft and chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Cicadas can be used as a pizza topping, Whip.
Pizza?
And as a shrimp replacement.
Great.
That makes sense.
It does.
A shrimp replacement?
Yeah, cicadas. Bug chef. There's a bug chef, David Gordon. Maybe we should get him on after the fox.
Okay, man, just load it up.
Says we really have to get over our dislike of insects, which is really strong and deep-seated in most people in our culture. You could make a cicada stir fry if you wanted.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You can put anything in a stir fry.
You can mix them into dough and make banana bread with cicadas.
Oh, my God.
You can batter them up and deep fry them if you'd like.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways to eat them.
We have these toads. They live in the window well outside my basement. Man, they eat up bugs like nothing. Like, we should be more like them.
For sure. For sure. Veterinarians, though, are warning pet owners to keep their cats and dogs away from cicadas. Dogs shouldn't eat cicadas. because their exoskeleton is extremely hard to digest. Well, how come we can eat them then?
Yeah.
Yeah, the chef a second ago was like, yeah, deep fry them, go nuts, put them on your pizza.
Saute them first for your dog if he eats them. I don't know.
Ohio State University professor Joe Boggs, who can't be trusted because he's an Ohio State University professor. Sorry.
True.
Required as a Big Ten person to say that.
That's right.
Compares eating a cicada to eating a Twinkie with the wrapper on.
Oh, okay.
Cats are known to chase cicadas and knock off their legs and wings before eating them.
Wow.
Why eat them when you can just use them as your drug? Fungus full of psychedelic drugs could cause Indiana brood X cicadas' butts to fall off. All right, cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The fungus, laced with the same chemical as psychedelic mushrooms, will invade their bodies and eat away their insides until their abdomens crack, fall off, and get replaced with a ball of white spores, which will be on stage 7 at Lollapalooza. Ball of white spores.
They're opening for Cicada Butts. Mm-hmm.
Speed metal band, isn't it, Will?
Oh, totally. Yeah, they rock. You better be ready, too.
Because they're either bombed on psilocybin or under control of the fungus in some other way, the cicadas won't even notice while missing butts and full hearts. Missing butts and full hearts.
That is actually a Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Wasn't that what they said on
Friday Night Lights? Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Full
hearts and empty stomachs or
something like that. Can't lose. I don't know. Clear head, full hearts, clean minds, can't lose. Something like that. They'll forge ahead with their only reason for existing, finding a mate and reproducing. Of course, the last part will be impossible with half their body rotted away.
But they don't care.
Right. And a bunch of 24-year-olds using them over at Lollapalooza. Snorting up cicadas. What is wrong with us?
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Top three. Here we go. Violetta, number three.
Angelina Jolie is celebrating World Bee Day by posing covered with bees for National Geographic article. The story focuses on raising awareness on the impact of bees on our ecosystem. So it's time to get busy appreciating the importance of these little guys.
Yes.
Yeah, that happened. Trending on Twitter, number two.
You're going to like this a lot more. A funny story making its rounds online. A girl shared that her boyfriend met her parents for the first time over the weekend and tried to hide a fart outside. He ended up alerting the doorbell camera, and now that was all caught on video, and he's like kind of wafting it away, giving himself some time outside.
Yeah, it's like the mom we talked to earlier who farts and blames it on her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she obviously posted that clip along with the short embarrassing story, and everybody is loving it online.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel exhibit opened yesterday in Oak Brook, so no need to travel all the way to Rome and the Vatican to see the masterpiece. You can go to a former Sears store in the Oak Brook Center instead. You spend $20 and immerse yourself in this presentation.
You love Sears, Whip.
Sears is one of the best.
Yeah. You can find everything there, even classic pieces of art now.
Legendary. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
This exhibit does look awesome.
Anything to stay open.
Yeah.
You know, again, Sears, are they a sponsor?
I don't think so anymore.
Okay. I think they're around.
No, yeah. But they are. That's
a
the
couple,
thing.
Like three
they
of
have
them.
Been dying the slowest retail death
right.
in the history of American business.
Go get yourself a drill for 50% off.
Exactly.
That it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.